I guess 6-4. Walls of cooking and Jadis.
I'm sure. There are many.
They were really great. Exactly. You have like a whole library of cooking and Jadis.
So we can't do everything. Which one? Do the highlights. Okay.
I'm thinking that's combined with CoSafe and then maybe that.
Yeah. Something. Hopefully we'll get through. All right, so I'd like to talk today the sugya of Shvisas Cotton, which is the last topic of these introductory. This is a real shiur, clearly, because it's all other things outside the realm of Shabbos. And we'll have two shiurim today, probably potentially today and Monday before Yom Kippur. So obviously, we begin with the pasuk that says that they wrote in the first of the sources, Shmos Park Base, Pasuk Yud. Okay, we know. Then it says, Ato uvincha uvitecha. The pasuk specifies you, your son, and your daughter. It's all included in this issue of malacha, of the prohibition of malacha on Shabbos, how we define malacha. The Torah itself is telling us that includes bincha uvitecha, also avdecha, vascha, v'hentecha, but that's not what we're going to focus on. I mean, I could give a shiur on Shvisas Behemoth too, but that's not so common today. So we're not going to go into that, maybe a different time. But it's certainly Ato Vincho, Vincho Vitecho. So Rashi right away comments, that there, that posik good, Ato Vincho Vitecho, Eluk Tanim. That's a reference to Vincho Bitcho, the Ktanim, under the age of Bar Mas Mitzvah. Okay, that's an important point. We'll see that Nadam wasn't going to agree with that, but that's what Rashi says. Oh, Enel Gedolim, oh, maybe it means Gedolim. No, Amr Tarek Kvar Mutarim Ben. If they're Gedolim, then they're already included in the original. The phrase "lo sa'asecha malacha" is a directive to every adult Jew, right? So it doesn't matter if this person happens to live in the home of his parents, or this girl happens to live in the home of her parents. Obviously, once you say "lo sa'asecha malacha," that's addressing every Jew. So it addresses every adult Jew. So you don't need to say "ato vincha mitecha." Why would I think otherwise, right? If you're talking about above the age of bar mitzvah, of course they're obligated. So I come as harmei. Ela loba ela hazir gedolim al shvisas haktanim. Pasuk is telling us that the Gedolim, the adults, have our muzar, are warned, are commanded concerning making sure that the children don't violate the Shabbos either. Yeah.
So this is the first suggestion we say is able to time themselves, or maybe.
Well, that's an interesting question. You have to say that. Well, we'll see about that too. It's hard to say that because Tanim don't have any obligations. Okay, Rashi is just, I think he's saying Eluk Tanim. At the pasuk bincha bitcha just means ktanim. It doesn't specify. You know, they're somehow included. It doesn't say how. Then he explains how they're included. I'm telling you that bincha bitcha, bincha bitcha means ktanim. Then he said, oh, well, maybe it means the gedolim. And a ktanim, there would be no obligation regarding them whatsoever. I might have thought. We'll see. Someone said the children were older by Bar Mitzvah to live at home, right? Okay, so Rashi's first just telling you the terms bincha bitecha, your son and your daughter, means your son and your daughter as a ketanim. He doesn't explain what the nature of that requirement is. So at that point, surely right, you can say maybe telling you that they're obligated themselves. It's difficult to say because a cotton and ketanim by definition have no obligation. Okay, that's
interesting
point. All right, okay, but that's usually right. But as we'll see, that's the language of Chazal in another place too. We'll see in a moment.
That's
a good point. But he says, "Aloba el hazi gedolim, the adults al shisak tanim." Okay, v'zuz sheshanino. He points to Mark Shabbos, which we shall see in Kuf Chapalav. Cotton shabo al chabos ein shomel. If there's some kind of a fire burning, we're not talking about it's a danger. And someone got it in the fireplace or something, no danger. And a cotton wants to put it out. He has his water gun. Someone wants to put it out. Ain't shomel. You don't let him do it. Shvisaso alecha. His shvisa, his refraining from activities on Shabbos is your responsibility. Even though the cotton himself, you know, may not have any responsibility, that's what we're learning right now. But if there's a fire burning, again, we're not talking about this danger to life. A regular fire burning, he wants to dump water on it to put it out, so you don't let him do it. Now, this is regarding the lo sase. Okay?
The shvisa is like used here in
a non-specific way. Right. But I want to point out that since this is flowing from lo sase chol malacha, in other words, this whole limud is from the pasuk lo sase, it appears that this is only... regarding the losa said, okay? And it's interesting, cotton is the first thing mentioned, bincha bitecha after atah. Same thing in Parshas Leshanim, in the second presentation of Dibros in Perkei of Dvarim Pasuk Yudalev 3. B'yomah Shvi Shabbos Hashem Lekecha Lo Ses Chomalacha Ato Vincha Vitecha. Okay, fine, and same idea. All right, Ato Vincha Vitecha. What's interesting is perhaps striking, especially what we learned, you know, the last couple of shiur about Shvisa, about the mitzvah Saseh of Shvisa, right? The relationship between the mitzvah Saseh of Shvisa and Lo Ses Chomalacha. If you look in the Parshas Mishpatim, source 4, Perkov Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis. Okay, there it says, Sheshashim Tasem Asecha, Wemashvi Tishbos. Look what it says. Laman Yanuach Shorcha Bechamarecha, in the fish, and Alas Kumagir, glaringly missing his cotton. By both Sukim. Okay, but that's an Evid, but okay, it's a good point too, but not our topic now. But the right, but no mention. Both presentations both in Yisrael and Bas Hanan, it mentions Bincha Bitech, and it mentions it first on the list of the additional people after Atah, after you. But here it says Tishbos, it's striking it, but by the essay, there is no mention of cotton at all. Now, I could argue
seems to be that the reason why cotton is not mentioned there is because there it's like social justice-y kind of parrot, like don't oppress these people,
So these
are the people you would oppress, you know, your
that's interesting if you connect it to that. I don't know, take advantage of it. Yeah. On the other hand, I would, based on what we presented when we talked about the Mitzvah Seir Shvisa, I could argue, when it comes to Lo Saseh, that's me, right? The most I said, I can't do an action violating Shabbos. Okay, where a kid wants to dump water on the fire, what's it got to do with me, right? But by the essay, which we said, at least one interpretation we offered, was to create a certain atmosphere, okay, and the day should be a special kind of a day. So then I could argue there, I make sure my children also aren't doing something in my home, you know what I'm saying? But you could theoretically, you know, theorize the other way, right? The dafka by the essay is where, since the essay of the Shvisa is and expands the Lo Saseh to things that are to avoiding things that are detrimental to taking away the quality of the day. So there I can think maybe Taka that Tafka where should say cotton, you know, because if I have my house and I didn't do any malacha, but my kid turns on the light, it turns on the TV and he does this and that, the cooking, you know. So that takes away from the ambiance, the atmosphere of the day. But anyway, that's not what we have in the Torah. We're looking to say in the different Moni HaMitzvahs, okay. So it's interesting, by the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Sadragon, he Dafka includes it by the essay. Okay, he Dafka includes it by the essay. All right, and he has Zohar, Shmor, Shabbat, Ata, Uvonecha. He counts them all seemingly as separate mitzvahs. And I'm not interested in the separate mitzvah aspect right now, whether it's a separate mitzvah of the Taryad, but he does mention, this is in the Minyan HaEsen, this is his essays, and he mentions Uvonecha, like your children, by the essays, not the dafka, where the Torah does not mention it. So, I think I mentioned in the past, Rav Yochum Mishal Perlo wrote that, that encyclopedic commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadragon. Again, you have two lines from Sadragon and 50 pages. It's an exaggeration, not 50 pages, but 20 pages. Not such an exaggeration. A lot of stuff from Rav Yochum Mishal Perlo. Okay, so these are the essays about Shabbat. Lamed Dalav, Lamed Hei, Lamed Vav, and Lamed Zayin. Ato banecha v'adecha v'hem techa, right? He loves them all together. So he writes in verse number 6, Amnon, Adai yesh l'hispalei m'divir Rabbeinu Agam. I'm very surprised, Perl writes, what are you going to do in here? Okay, mitzad echa d'masher kosov kan b'minyon ha'esin banecha v'adecha v'hem techa. Klian is gomu b'nai. It's shocking, it's astonishing. D'ha b'banim leka b'torah shum asei klal. He's sensitive to this question. He says this is the Sadragon includes an assay of children, and the Torah doesn't mention an assay at all. Ela b'lav u'dechsiv lo sasechom lachatu b'chav about the lav. So he's going to count it. You know, you don't necessarily have to count it in separate mitzvah. By the way, you could say it's all part of the shvisa of you. But if you're going to count it as separate mitzvah, even though I had conceptually, logically, I might have thought to count it by the assay. The fact is, the Torah doesn't. So you can't change what it says in the Torah. So that's what he says again. Abalha vaday tema gedola mashemona kana say b'shis b'bonim uvatorah lo matzina b'bonim el azras lav. Okay, abal shuma say lo matzina b'torah b'shis b'bonim klal. So he has Yerushalmi, okay, that he says as follows. He says, and this really relates to what we mentioned before. It just takes from a different angle. In Yerushalmi, it stresses. Look back in source 3, the pasuk in Vashanah, and add something, right? I mean, the wording is not exactly the same, but the phrase is added at the end. A parakei and Torah and Pesuk Yudal in 3 is Laman Yonuach Avdecha Maschokamo. Laman Yonuach. It doesn't say children there, but Laman Yonuach. That phrase doesn't appear in the Parshas Yisrael presentation. It says there was at all. It just says don't do Alach Atam in Chana. Period. Okay, you have to mention the other cases. Gerachah Shemisharecha. Period. In Raschana, it adds the phrase Laman Yonuach. So he has Yerushalmi. Which interprets as follows. Well, nearly the Kavanah of Shalom is there. Likra, the Dibros Achronos, Tichsiv, Losas, Lavach, etc., etc., Laman, Yanuach, Avdecha, Amoska, Kamocha. Sfirle, the Avdecha, Amoska, Tichsiv, Basay, the Laman, Yanuach. It's true, it's not mentioned in the Pasuk of Tishbos. That's true. The Pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim, Rabbi Nasajagon was aware, does not mention anything about, in terms of Mitzvah, say, of Tishbos. The children included, but there's another asay. You're not count as a separate, but Laman Yonuach, that's an asay, you shall rest, right? And included Laman Yonuach, that's an asay. And since it says there, Shorcha v'chamorcha, Laman Yonuach Shorcha v'chamorcha, it doesn't mention children here, but that's an example. He says, Dover Shoah v'chlal, Yotzim v'chlal, Lolam v'latzim, Yotzim v'chlal kudat. Remember that, that's from Yishmael's. You know, the Brides of Yishmael, the Shosh Medes of Tenedrish, and Koldo, Hashem Bechlal. Okay, he had a whole list. Bincha Bitecha, Abdecha, Vascha, Vishorcha, Vachamarecha, Vavagercha, right, all these things. And then the Pasuk Laman Yeruach only mentioned a couple of them, but it mentions it with regards to Laman Yeruach, Shorcha, Vachamarecha, and it can be a benefit of Yishmael, Vascha, Vager. So it must go on that Laman Yeruach goes even on the things that were left out. Things were taken out of the cloud, but includes the entire cloud. So that's what he says. The
Laman Yonuach implies.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Let's connect them. I'm sorry, I missed something.
Again, so the Pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not the Pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim says Tishbos. There it doesn't mention anything. Let me say something particular. So again, right. Pasuk in Mishpatim and Tishbos, Taka Kot, not mentioned at all. But the Pasuk in Veschanan right. Ends Laman Yonuach.
Right.
Laman Yonuach, Avdecha, Amoscha, Kamoch. It singled out Avdecha also. The previous phrase, I'm sorry, let's get the Pasuk straight. Thank you for pointing out. The Pasuk said, look in Veschanan 3. Lo says, come on, who? Ato, Vincho, Vitecho, Avdecha, Amoscha, Vashorcha, Vachorcha, Vachor, Chamorcha, Vachol, Vemtecha, Vagercha. List a whole bunch of them. How many? Ato, Vincho, Vitecha, Avdecha, Amoscha, Vashorcha, Vachorcha, Vachol, Vemtecha, Vagercha. 9 things. 9 categories under the Lo says, come on. Then it says, Laman Yonuach, and only mentions 2 of them. Avdecha, Amoscha, come on. Only 2 of them. Now, Rabbi Sadiq understands that A, 2 steps. A, Laman Yonuach is an asay. This is a Perlow's explanation. The Laman Yonuach is an asay. Who asked the Laman Yonuach? What do you mean? It only says Avdecha Moscha. Yeah, but Avdecha Moscha were 2 of the 9 things that were mentioned previously. So we have a rule from Rabbi Shmuel's, you know, the Brides of Rabbi Shmuel from the end of, my Shachas, right? Rabbi Shmuel Omer shows 3 minutes of the rest by him. So one of them called Dover Shem Bechlau. The Yotzam in a Klau. Something which was grouped with others, with a general rule, and it was taken out. Lo lalamed al atzma yotza, and lalamed al kol yotza. Even though it only mentions the second time Abdamas Chavamasu, which are 2 of the 9 things, okay? But in going on all the things, the kol, the whole thing, including bincha bitecha. So Amela says in Pesadigon, says in Perlo, explaining Pesadigon, bincha bitecha are included under the assay of the Laman Yonuach. And that's why it counts it as an essay.
Okay.
Yeah, those 2. Okay. So
they're under
according to him, all under Laman Yonuach. Yeah. Look at 5. Look at them. He says, Atam Rabbi Ovehem Techa. He says, the Behem also.
What does that mean?
So you're not allowed to have your animal do things to you on Shabbos. Right? She's the Behem. She's the Behem. Again, that's not a topic now, but that's her alert. I saw your question.
Laman Yonuach, we're saying, in terms of
No, the Laman Yonuach we're saying is an assay.
Correct.
An assay to rest.
But then we're pointing
back at Tishbos. Well, okay. In other words, we learn. Maybe Rav Sadia Gaon learns that he wants to learn the Afghan says the Nibros. He learns both the Losos and the Assay from the same puzzle. We learned it. The Rambam mentioned Count Tishbos says the Assay is Tishbos. Okay, but Rav Sadia Gaon is entitled.
That makes the
Lashon. Well, I know, it's interesting because the Pasuk of Mishpatim also says the line of interesting enough, right? It's also, I don't want to, you know, again, discuss the exegetical principles involved here, and but it does say it. So again, the fact that the Rambam, remember the Rambam learned it from Tishbos, from Shabbosah. Remember the Ramban and Emor, learns from Shabbosah. The Rambam learns from Tishbo. Someone else learned from Shmarta. Okay, so besides you're going to entitled to learn it from a different phrase. He's saying it's not Shabbos. But the point is, according to him, and we don't know what Sadi Gon says, this is Ibn Fisher Brothers' suggestion. He counts as not say. Why? Because he counts the Manan Ruch as not say. And the Manan Ruch concludes, Ketanim, last paragraph 6. According to Rishami, the way into Rishami, the Hari Kev and the Chol Hani Proti, the Ksida Beresha, the Korbalav, the Losah, Sakhom Lacho, all these nine specifics that are mentioned in the first part of the passage. It's as if it's written again. Okay, we get the idea. Okay? So that's the Shisa B'Bonim. So how's it going? That there's an Aseh, of course, it's also love. There's no doubt about it, right? So the point is, when Sadi Gon says that regarding Ketanim, there's both a lav and an asay. Okay? What's interesting, if you look at the Rambam in his Mitzvah Sasei, Mitzvah Sasei Kuf Nun Dalet 7. The Rambam, a Mitzvah Kuf Nun Dalet, it's one of Shnishbos B'Shabbos, okay, mentioned many times. Shashrisa, look at the second line. Shashrisa, does not mention Ketanim. And that's because the Rambam learns that the Asay comes from Tishbos, where slaves and animals are indeed mentioned, but Ketanim are not. So the Rambam apparently learns that the Ketanim are not included. Okay? The problem is the Rambam. You look in the Sefer Mitzvot Losa says Shin Chav. Okay, Hamitzvah Shin Chav. He says he runo me'asos malachah b'Shabbos. We're not a do malachah b'Shabbos. He quotes Losa malachah, and whoever violates this, you know, okay, it's chayav kares and whatever the rules are. Skilev or Edim and Masra and so on. It was done b'mezim shogeg erchatos. Doesn't mention Ketanim here either. Of course, here he also doesn't mention Eben Behema. So at least in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, it looks from the Rambam that there's neither Asay nor Lav. It's Mamish, the opposite extreme of Rav Sadigon. Rav Sadigon says Shvisas Katan is both an Asay and a Los Asay. The Rambam doesn't mention Shvisas Katan either by the Asay in Mitzvah Sasei Kuf Nun Dalad or by the Los Asay in Shirchav. So that's interesting.
Can we really read into that? I mean, it's.
Oh, he doesn't mention.
He doesn't mention men or women either. I mean,
whatever, that's people. Okay, he's Hiranu, means us, Gedolim. Again, Stam, Mirastam, Mitzvah, and whoever adult. He doesn't mention any mitzvah.
The mitzvahs are cliff notes of the Mishnah Torah.
Oh, well, you know, he wrote the mitzvahs first. It's. Okay, I mean, look, how far you want to die, but the simple reading of the Rambam. I'll have to see what the Rambam, you know, will do with the pasuk. Okay, I mean, you can't deny that the pasuk says Lo Sasa from Lacha Hatomim Chavitecha, right? I mean, you can't change what it says in the pasuk. But it is at least something to pay attention to that the Rambam neither in the Mitzvah Sasei nor in the Mitzvah Lo Sasei mentions Ketanim. And the kind of middle position, the Ramban
doesn't mention Gerva.
No, right? No,
either. So like.
He mentioned Bhaptin about Dato. Yeah, okay, but Gear is a full-fledged Jew, we can say, you know, means a Gear. But by the Losa, he doesn't mention Eben Behem either. I mean, it's just, but I think it's at least noteworthy. Let's put it that way. The Ram doesn't say it all. But, and it seemed to be diametrically opposed. So the Sadigam counts it by both, counts by Asay and the Losa. And the Ramban sort of is in the middle, in his Asogos, the Sefer Mitzvahs in Shorish Yud Dalet. Okay, you know that the Rambam wrote. The Sefer HaMitzvahs, he wants to list off what all the mitzvahs are, right? Both the essays and the Los Asay. But first, he gives you 14 sharoshim, 14 principles, how he's going to determine if something's to be counted as a mitzvah or not counted as a mitzvah. Because obviously, the Torah never lists off. The number 613, Bechal, never mentioned the Torah, obviously. Okay, there's a Gemara in the Antimachos, a couple of Midrashim here and there that mentions 613 as the grand total. But they never list them off in the Torah. So you can ask, we're coming up to Sukkot. So when you're counting the mitzvahs, the one mitzvah to take a lulav, a different mitzvah to take an esrog, another mitzvah to take a dasam, and a fourth mitzvah to take a rovus, or it's one mitzvah to take arba minim. Again, basically it's a bookkeeping question, but it could, either way you take arba minim. But in terms of counting the mitzvahs, okay, is it filling one mitzvah with two parts, tzon tzriyad, tzon tzorosh, or is it two separate mitzvahs, tzon tzriyad, two separate mitzvahs? May impact the chiyuv bracha, may not. Okay, Kriyashma, again, is a mitzvah to say Kriyashma in the morning and a different mitzvah to say Kriyashma in the evening? Or it's one mitzvah to say Kriyashma twice a day, et cetera, et cetera. So the Rambam gives you a whole list of 14 shoroshim, how he's going to count whether something is to be categorized as a mitzvah in a tire tally or not. Anyway, the Rabban wrote a commentary on the Sefer Mitzvahs, including on the shoroshim. So in Shorosh Yudav, the last one, Rabban writes in 9, She'ena malachim behem to chashuva kemishahu or osa hu osa lischayav ala malchus. Okay, he says, having your behemoth do something for you will not get, if this is behemoth, there's no isser, there's no malchus, because it's not viewed as though you did it, even if your general did it. Ein hamalochim behemto, chashuva kemisha osa, who also, like, I would add the word batzma. It's not as if he did it himself. It's chayva
lemalchus. Is it lachim b'metza?
Okay. Aval hi nechsheves kemalechas bincha uvitcha v'abdecha mosa bincha v'itecha v'abdecha mosa shemuzra aleim belav. But the ain't local, like you said, she ain't malchus, but my sechir. You don't get malchus when someone else did. But the Ramban, you know, pretty clearly counts the, you know, counts, mentions bircha v'itecha. He lumps it together with behema, okay? With regard to losas, right? I mean, with regard to losas, with regard to losas, he says that there's a, you know, that they're included in the law, so is the behemoth. You don't get malchus for it. Since he's talking about malchus, he's obviously talking about losas, right? I mean, right, they only get malchus for alai losas. So that's the topic he's addressing. There's no malchus, but it's still an issue. I just don't get malchus for it. So Ramban seems to count to losas. If you look at his Kiddushim, Shabbos Kuf Nun Gimel and Aleph, source 10, you know, sometimes it's Kiddush, they printed the Kiddush Ramban, it was really written by a Talmud of Ramban, so not, again, the scholars can debate it. This apparently was printed in the regular original Chiddush Rabban, but it's really Chiddush with Talmud Rabban. Whatever it is, in the base Medrash Rabban. You know, I mean, the joke is sometimes you have this form written by a Talmud or something. I don't know, maybe you got it wrong. You know, you have to figure out what's reliable, what's not reliable. Not every, or as someone said to me, not everybody who lived in the time of the Rishon, or the Rishonim, is a Rishon. Right? Right? Just because you lived it. All right, anyway. And we find, I mean, I'm not making fun, we find sometimes Tosos, Tosos even says it, but sometimes I think Tosos says it, sometimes it's written by Talmud Toed. A student misunderstood that, wrote down the wrong thing. Anyway, I may have changed his mind. Anyway, so look in the Ramban there in Chidushim to Shabbos Kuf Nun Gimel Aleph. It's either here or it's Talmud, but we assume it's Ramban. It's Avo Gavdelo Tadirvas Chamor Chere Shot Rakan. Avo Gavdelo Talmud Vasim Chal Chamor Haim Chal Chamor Haim. Aval, your animal, like your animal. She'einon mitzuvin al shmiras Shabbos. Okay, elishatam mitzuve al shvisoso shelo lasos melachto al yodam. It's not clear, but it looks in Ramban that he's saying that they're not included. What resume do you have with your cotton? She'atam mitzuve, the last line. Does he mean it's an assay? It sounds like it's more like the love. So I'm suggesting, if you want to insist that no, you can infer from this Ramban that he's saying there's also an assay that he agrees with the Sadigon. I can't prove otherwise. Okay. So, but I think Libby Omerle that the Ramban is saying that the Shrita, they shouldn't do malacha. Sounds like he's saying that the cotton is in the love. You can't have your malacha done through them. Okay, but again, if you wanted to insist to me, no, since he's talking about Shmira Shabbos and Atomitzuva Shvisos, and he's talking about the Asay, I couldn't argue with you. Okay, but
what about Shah's malacha for himself?
We'll get to that later. The Chinuch in Mitzalam and Beis, okay, talking about Shvisos Behemta, but he mentions 11. Aval malechas b'emta lo mechayv al shemuzar aleh belav kimo malechas b'no akot. The chinuch has clearly said alav, only alav. So Ramban, I think that's what Ramban says also, but it's kind of a middle position. So again, you have Rav Sadia going at one end who says it's both an asay and a losasay. regarding a katan. You have the Rambam, at least in the Sefer Mitzvahs, on the other end, seemingly saying that neither a lovus say nor an asay. And then certainly the chinuch in the middle, because he says you want a lav, came over left been all cotton, the lav by a cotton. It doesn't say anything like this by the asay. And I think the Ramban also in the middle of the lav, not an asay. Yeah.
What's the question of the Ramban, that the word shvi sasam?
Yeah.
Is he referring to the asay or the lovus
asay? I don't think he's referring to the asay. I don't. If you want to insist that that's, you know, he's telling Shri Sos Tishba, okay, I can't prove otherwise. But, you know, my gut is, and certainly based on what he said in the Asogos in the Sefer Mitzvahs, and mine, he seems to say it's a Losa said. I can't, that's not iron clear. Chinuch, I think, is very clear. Chinuch says it's a lot, he doesn't say anything about it, I say.
So
the Rambam, Sadugon says it's both. And I say, and I also say it.
Really, only say it was
an essay. Huh? Yeah, but also it can't. It's a post, it's a post. Hold on. You know, he counts. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other end, you have the Rambam, who doesn't count it either. And the middle is the Chinuch, and I think the Ramban as well. Okay, let's look at some Gemaras which were referred to here. The Ramban is on Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. So what's going on there in Daf Kuf Nun Gimel, Shabbos 12? It's a Mishnah.
They say a lot.
And the Ramban says, oh yeah, it says, here's the case, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Misha Hefshir Matera. What does it mean? He's traveling somewhere Friday afternoon, gets stuck in traffic, suddenly it's almost Shabbos, and he's not by where he has to go, and he has his wallet, with money on him, and so on, so what should he do? It's almost Shabbos. Okay, every other year, there's some big snowstorm on a Friday, and you hear all these stories about people got stuck somewhere random, and it comes up. This day, the bus broke down. There was a time, you heard the story. Okay. You know, I used to work at NCSY. So it was always every other year there was a Shabbaton with the kids coming from place X. The bus broke down. You know, it happened. It happens all the time. So, that's what
the person in charge of money was in Israel 7 hours ahead.
Oh.
And they couldn't call him to ask if they could reroute all the, like, spend $15,000 to go because another.
So, we have for care 2 months. We had a Shiloh about a bus coming in late. And the question was certainly the kids get off the bus. The question can take their luggage off the bus. It was after Shkia. So what rabbi are you going to call? No rabbis pick up his phone at that point. So we had a chab, Rabbi Meisel, it was in those days in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So 3 hours earlier, so he picked up the phone. gave us direction. Anyway, but Rabbi Meisel is nephew of the Rav. Anyway, so he had before he went to Tishon, he was a Rav in Los Angeles for a bunch of years. So that was the chap. You know, then it wasn't anywhere near Shkia. And that's quite, it was a good chap. Okay. I once got messed up also with the Chalmoid problem. The Yantif, we went to, I forget already what it was Pesach. So we had that's when we first started these great adventure trips. They go and be at a great adventure, you know, for Halloween Sukkot. I remember it was Thursday. So these are the days when credit cards were just starting or something. I forget. And they wouldn't take checks. I forgot already the season. I had all this money, thousands of dollars, you know. So somehow I covered it from my bank account. Figured, I didn't have the money in my bank account to cover it, but it takes a few days of checks to clear. So I figured, it'd been great adventure Thursday, I took my check. And then Friday morning, I go to the bank and I'll put the money in. It wasn't an electronic deposit those days. I go to the bank, put the money in. The check will be covered, no problem. I had no worries whatsoever. Until I went to the bank Friday morning, closed for Good Friday. Bank was closed. Okay, then Shabbos. Sunday, the banks are closed. It was Erev Yontif, Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, the list of Yontif. So by that time, the checks going to bounce from here to the moon, you know. They'll come after me, you know. But I remember asking Shiloh, having the custodian of the shul with God Shabbos to make this pass, a whole mess. So anyway, these type of questions come up. So here, the Gemara Torah, Mishnah talks about it. Shabbos, Kuzim, going out. Misha, Hershik, Bederach, no saying Kisal and Achri. If you have a non-Jew with you, if you trust him, so you give your money to him, to hold on to him. You may any more Achri. No go around. Manichol achamor. So you can put it on the back of the animal. Apparently, you could go back to your house for Shabbos, you know, because it wasn't safe to stay there, but in terms of the money, so you put the animal on the donkey. Okay? So Rashi says, Mishach, no sin kiso, no chum, but it's still Barbara Shkia, but it's still bank time. You give the money, the wallet, or the whatever it is, the backpack, the satchel to the guy. If not, the Rashi says, we have any more. It's better to give it to the guy than to your animal. Okay? And that's the Gemara. The Gemara on 14, Kuf Nun Gimel and Aleph. Going over to Kuf Nun Gimel and Aleph. Apparently, the hierarchy, the better to give it to the guy than to put it on your animal. My time. Chamor ato mitzuva al shrisos, because your animal is a din called shrisos behema. Ato yichom itavam the chama chomehem techa. Okay, but not for yata mitzuva al shrisos. It's not your eved. Okay, this wasn't your slave. It was a regular guy, your partner, your friend, whatever. You're not. There's no din of shrisos goy shrisos chavercha. Okay, all right, good. So therefore, it's better to give it to the goy than to give it to your animal. Right. Then the Gemara goes on. Chamor. What if you have an animal or you have people who are not chayav in mitzvahs? Let's say a cotton. Right? So a chamor manachlei. Okay, but because becher shot cotton, lo yoyle. Put on the animal, not this person. My time. Because how do you all human beings, they have kedushas Yisrael, the people. Okay, and Rashi explains there in Kuf Nun Gimel Aleph 15. Hai adam b'yesh b'mino shechayav in mitzvahs. You know, they're human beings, so you'll make mix up. You'll give, the, you know, you're thinking you're to another human being who's chayav me, also a chlufe. They'll mix up. So then better to put on the animal. Hani adam, hai lo adam. All right. Now, what about cheresh v'shota? The only people who would do a cheresh v'shota, they give it to the shota. Okay. Shota v'cotton to the shota. Okay. The shota is assumed to have least awareness or least, and that's a whole discussion today. I mean, that's not our topic now. If you're interested in it. My youngest son has autism. So I've done a lot of research into it. I mean, Baruch Hashem is relatively high functioning. You can't think abstractly or anything, but you know, Baruch Hashem. But you know, when he became Bar Mitzvah, I wrote a little booklet with some Divrei Torah. So I wrote an essay about the Chiyuv of Chinuch regarding the special needs. So there, and there are different diagnoses. In fact, I just had somebody also in the list, RJJ Journal, about a similar topic on doing things on Shabbos. What's the status? The chola, you know. Anyway, it's an interesting topic. But clearly, today, where people are much more educable than they once were, the assumption of a cherish, when someone's deaf, you can't educate him. I mean, you can't hear. Now they have methods. They can be very intelligent, very successful. Mm-hmm. Now they do the intelligence cherish, you know, the deaf definition of cherish. In fact, the Ksav Sofer is a Tshuva, that when his father, the Ksav Sofer, went to the school for the deaf in Vienna, he visited, he passed him, you have to buy his phone. He saw what they were able to do with these people. So you have to all the Jewish people, you have to buy his phone. The Chayim and Mitzvahs. That's not what the Gemara meant, you know. So we assume a Cherish today could be, you know, perhaps someone who's not, you know, that has a severe case of Down syndrome. One thing I can tell you, sure, none of these people have the same diagnosis. That's why I learned. You know, that's why it's called the spectrum. It's a tremendous spectrum. I mean, you know, no two autistic people are alike. You know, we were worried. My son, some of them have a lot of sensory issues. We were worried about Tillman. You know, because you know, never miss a day at school. Goes to school by himself in the morning. He gets up before I do. Goes to school every school down the block. Goes to school, but that's not every day. What does he say? Davening? It's a different question. You know, man, but we can read Hebrew. You know. You can't follow that. I mean, too long. You can't follow an abstract meaning. But in any event, my point is that the diagnosis is different. So today, all these definitions of cherish and shota are subject to analysis. That's why I wrote this article. You just have to, you have to look at each case by itself and see what the personal zalmanus tshuva is about. And Yashin. Anyway, but counting to mezumin, counting to a minim, we have in my shul a young man, not a baby, he's about 30. He has a Down syndrome. He's one of the gabbayim. He's very high functioning. Knows what's going on. He knows, you know, when we take out two super tall. I mean, he's. I didn't make him a gamba because I felt bad for him because he's good at it. He's very diligent. He comes on time, and he also sets up the soul. So he's very diligent. Okay, so you have to figure out what you know what they can do. But anyway, so I just want to mention that about cherish. Anyway, the Gemara has a little. What's most important to us is buy a little cherish cut my. Okay, what's the choice? The Gemara gave you all these different choices, right? So what about the cherish the cotton, the tosa, the Rashi rather assumed. Look at the second Rashi in 15 on Kuf Nun Gimel Aleph Lashota. You have the lesley das klal. Shota is someone assumed that has no das whatsoever, whereas the cherish died to klishta Islam has a limited das, weak. Weak das. Okay, that's the hierarchy. But again, as I said today, you have to assess everything, you know, on a case by case basis, in my opinion. But anyway, he bought a cherish for cotton by. I leave the other to buy at the time it's going to be a lizard, so much cherish. You know, that counts. He could have a cherish over, he could have a cotton over. Okay, the Gemara concludes. He could have some say the preference to the cherish, some say the cotton. All right. The Rambam brings us out of it. Hilchus Shabbos per
cotton. Not to give it to either?
No, give it to either one you want. Whatever you want.
Either one you want?
Yeah, there's no difference. No hierarchy.
Oh, what's the machlokes?
There's no machlokes. No, one says you give it to the cherish, one says you give it to the cotton. I'm sorry, that's the machlokes for tomorrow. Oh. One says the cherish, the hierarchy is cherish, give it to before the cotton. The cotton self is quote unquote normal development or whatever you would call it. He's not old enough, but he's okay. Again, but it depends, as I said, on a case by case basis. There are cotton who's two who doesn't understand anything as opposed to cherish who's. Has been educated. All right, anyway, so the Rambam writes in Perkhof, Shabbat al-Khabab, 16. Mishach Shabbat al-Nochri, there's a goy there, okay, and you have an animal, so you put it on a bed, and he writes, Baniyat Kisolat Kishi Malechis. Rambam tells cautions, and he says, you should put the wallet on the stuff on the animal while it's walking. Ukshatir Tzalamo, note Lamelech Kadeshu Lotamo, who allow Kadeshu Lotam Shilotia Shom Loakir Balanocha. Remember on Shabbos, removing something to Rosh Hashanah requires akira and anocha. So the Rambam gives you a way to do it. You know, there's neither akira nor anocha. Yeah. Right. So we'll come to that in a second. Right. Okay, hold on. But also laniga afilu. Yeah. But also laniga afilu b'kol kolzman shakis alea kedolos shemechamer b'Shabbos. You can't lead the animal even by yelling at it or. Certainly not by whipping it or whatever, because Mechamer Shabbos, Ugzeres HaChomim Shalom Yaliyah Kisal Gavim Elim Ein Imo Nochri. So don't do it even unless there's no Nochri. Now, Lo Chazayim, Hoya Mecher Shot Vakat Menech Kisal HaChomor. Ein Nos Lechamem Neshem and other Yisrael, the Jews. Okay. Hoya Mecher Shot Ein Mo Behem Nos Lechota. Okay. Shot Vakat Nos Lechota. Cher Shokot and the Rambam Paskins Gemara has two Ikadamris. Nos Lechazim and Shiyirza. Whatever you want. All right. Now, what's interesting is for our purposes here is the comment in 17 of the Magid Mishnah on that Rambam Parakof al Chazayim. Okay. First he quotes the whole Gemara, fine. What's interesting is that the Rambam in Halacha Vav met your question.
Is there anything that begins to imply Xeris Chachamim?
Say it again.
Is there anything that begins to the Rambam Xeris Chachamim?
Well, no, the whole Mechamer is Gzeres Chachamim. Oh, no, I mean,
the
Mechamer is the
right. Is the reason for that because, like, I don't know if you were going to assume, but like the Behemoth and whatever, they're not going to be high on the Derivative level.
Yes, we're going to come to it. Now, we'll talk about it right now. The Magid Mishnah, a little bit. The Magid Mishnah is bothered by the fact that when it came in Halach of Vav to putting it on the Chamor, the Rambam gave you a whole instruction on how to do it to avoid any akira anocha, meaning avoiding a deraisa. Right, that's what he's saying. So, right, the Rambam alpha vav, do it in such a way that it's avoiding a deraisa. Okay, and he doesn't say it. Okay. Okay. Fine. I mean, that was here. No, but right. But again. No, because even if this is a low sasseh, okay, maybe I have to figure out.
You didn't include it in either one.
Yeah, right, I hear. Okay. But the Magid Mishnah points out, but look at Halacha Zayin, when I talk about giving it to the Cherish or to the Cotton, he didn't give you that same, well, you have to do it in such a way, you know, he didn't mention it. So the Magid Mishnah quotes on line 3, because of Ramban Rosh Bo, the Rabban and Rashbo, which I'll show you inside in a second, both say that the same limitation, the same guidelines as I do with the behemoth, these people are any worse than the behemoth. Okay, the usher who in the language lachilo biyadayim kimuvur sof hilchas machalas asuras elu devayim. Okay, he says there is a din. You're not allowed to have a cotton and give something. You can't give a cheeseburger to the cotton. You can't tell him enjoy lunch. Okay, that's called La'achilo b'yadam. The language is more sapinim b'yadam. Give it to him. Give it over b'yadam. We'll come to this. Okay, and the Rambam himself says this in Hilchos Machalos Asuras, okay, which we'll come to as well. So, obviously, the Magen Mishnah says, the Ramban, when I printed, okay, the Ramban is the Chidushim there, Kufnun Gimel Aleph. Same thing, maybe it's the Talmud Ramban and so on.
Wait, what did the Magen Mishnah say?
He says, the Ramban, look at the Ramban and Rashba, both said that the same guidelines that the Rambam printed in Halacha Vav regarding putting the wallet or the money, whatever it is, on the animal, namely what? That it has to be done in a way that you know, when the animal's walking, so it's a, he said the same thing applies to giving it to the Cheresh or the Rekotten. The Rambam didn't mention that Halacha Zayin. But let's skip a little, we'll go back to the Magen Mishnah in a second. Look at 18. The Chiddush Ramban and Shabbos Kufnun Gimel Aleph. Chamor Cheresh Lekotten, the same non
Jew. Did non Jew as well?
Huh? So no, non Jew not in Shuro, because non Jew is no, you have no mitzvah shvisa. Okay?
Right.
I can give a cheeseburger to non Jew. Okay? Not even a chayim, because he's chayim that, but they know. But, all right. Be'ein l'chol yismoach, heich over adam l'isha sol Torah. Okay, what do you mean? It's an issue of Torah. Okay, to have anyone do something for you, calls an issue of Torah. Okay, at least with love, and that's Rabban Shitaso. Therefore, he says, "Shekvar pershon shemanicha kishim aleches." No, you do it when it's again. You avoid the akir nanocha. Okay, you avoid the akir nanocha. That's what it means. And he says, "Kain shekis kiu kachkarshot." Also, come on, same thing. Okay, and that's how the Rashi also writes. It's the same daf from Shabbos Kufnun Gimel Beis, actually. Kishim Aleches. V'hu Adin Kishunos L'Chorosh Cheroshot V'Kot. Okay. So it's all the same. You want to do it in a way that it's not a Doraisa. Just like the... But as the Magen Mishnah points out, now look back at the top line of that page. It's the Moses 17 still. Look back. Rabbeinu Sasam V'Kot. But the Rambam didn't mention in Halacha Zayin that requirement. Okay. V'nira... Okay, the Rambam, says the Magen Mishnah, did not, he mentioned it in Halacha Vav by the Behema, you have to do it in a way, in a certain way, but he didn't mention it by the Kotten, or the Cheresh Ador Kotten. All right, so the Ramban and the Rashba both do mention it, but the Rambam knew how to say it. Now, you could always say it. The Rambam relied on the fact that he said it in the previous Halacha. Okay, but you know, we don't always learn the Rambam that way. We always try to be precise, we assume in the Rambam, so he's precise. So he says, "V'nira li tam nedvarav." Look at this. She'ein anu mitzuvin al shvisas elu kemo shemitzuv al shvisas behemto. Okay, the Magen Mishnah understands from this Rambam that there is no mitzvah of shvisas cotton. There is no mitzvah of shvisas cotton like there is by shvisas behema.
Does he mean there's a mitzvah but a lower mitzvah?
Well, he says, "Ein anu mitzuvin al shvisas elu." Oh, the kemok. I don't know. Is that pashut? The low ness, you know what's usher? Low nesu el achilan biyadayim. Okay, you can't physically tell a kid or show them with the light to switch or whatever, or give them a match jam and achil biyadayim. Okay, so he says, now go back to your point. The Rambam goes, here, what are you doing? You give it to him, like Rashi says, mibod yom. Okay, mibod yom. Do it when it's still daytime out, in which case it's not Shabbos yet. So there was no... No iser, there's no machal b'yadayim because at that moment, 2 minutes before shkia, it's okay for the kid to carry something, right? No problem. So he said, give him a Shabbos. Elam erev Shabbos no slam. So in answer to your question, so we get to it. He learns the Rambam is not disagree with Rashi. He agrees with that. Okay. Now at the end, the Magen Mishnah does say, we call makom efshar shemino kosov tibir kor kipshatan b'afu sofer gedatz b'mor shemzal. Truth is that the Gemara only mentions that rule. I didn't print it, but the Gemara there in Kufnun Gimel, I should have printed the whole thing. But the Gemara only mentions it by Behemoth. Okay? The Rashpoor writes, Hu adin nami kishunos in the cherish of the cotton. And the Ramban says also, Hu adin nami, right? Similar, right? But the Gemara didn't. So it could be that the Rambam agrees. He just used the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara only mentioned by Behemoth, but certainly it says the same thing. But that's an interesting question. At least on one side, the Magen Mishnah is learning that there's no mitzvah. And this may fit in. We said before, the Rambam doesn't count either an asay or a los asay. As we were saying before, right? So it could be that the Rambam doesn't count either an asay or a los asay. That's what he says. There's no mitzvah. That's why he's not worried here. Whereas the behema, there's no doubt that the dinner shoes is behema, okay? But by cotton, Okay, again, he's still going to have to, what do you do with the pasuk? Close us, let's come back to that. Okay, but the Rambam could say, yeah. Say it again. Oh, so now, excellent, perfect segue into the next thing. What is the thing that now segue into what is this business of Achila Be'adayim? And that's really the start of the thing. What is that in this for Shabbos? Achila Be'adayim is actually a general issue regarding Kavod. Okay? But keep that in the back of your head. We're not going to get to it today. But since he mentioned it, one could argue that there's a general an iser to inspire or encourage or give a child to do something, so anything, Shabbos, Kashrut, anything. Okay? That's agreed upon. All right? The question is there also something in regard to Shabbos? So the extra regard to Shabbos. So that's, I think, the Magmish is learning that the Rambam holds there's no additional Shabbos requirement. There is a general issue to directly, I'll have to discuss that means also, directly feed him. Where does that come from? So we have to look a little bit, we'll have to leave Hilchot Shabbos momentarily, for a little while, okay? And look at a famous Gemara in Yevamah, Miskuf Yedalim. Okay? Pasuk in Parsha Shmini, talking about the various different types of, things you can't eat. So in Perek Yedalim, Vayikra Pasuk Mem Beis, 20. Kol Holecha Gochom, V'chol Holecha Arba, Ad Kol Marbe Raglayim, V'chol Asheretz Asheretz Al-Aret, all the Shratzim. Shratzim, that way, that's like insects, we call them like rodents, reptiles, I don't know, these types of
creepy crawlers.
All these things, lo sochlum, ki sheketzeim. Okay, not allowed to eat them. So, Gemara Yevamah, Miskuf Yudalav, 21, has a drasha, tashma, lo sochlum, ki sheketzeim. We read lo sochlum as if it says, lo sa'achilum. Don't feed them to others. Lehazir hagedolim al haktanim. Okay? That there's a special din. You can't feed macholas asuras to a katan based on lo sachilum. The drush of lo sochlum is understood by Chazal, Tarsh Balpeh, is lo sachilum lehazir hagedolim al haktanim. That's where we have that expression more, right? Lehazir hagedolim al haktanim. The adults can't have the kids do it. Now, what does that mean? Mar says, and this is part of the context of the discussion there, my lab da amalu lo sochlu. Doesn't that mean you have to tell them if they're eating it, stop, don't eat? I said, lo, to lo lisule biyadayim. In other words, at this point, the Gemara's assumption is if a kid is eating tarfus by himself, you don't necessarily have to stop him based on lo sachilu. You don't have to stop him and tell him, hey, now I'll do that. Okay? Now maybe you do have to do that, but in terms of lo sachilu, requirement of lo sachilum, that means, as the Gemara calls it, lo lisule biyadayim. Lo lisule biyadayim. You can't, here, have a cheeseburger. Okay, that you can't do. The kid's eating a cheeseburger by himself. So the Gemara assumes at this point, you don't have to stop him. He didn't, you didn't tell him to do it. You didn't give it to him. He got it himself. He's not kosher candy.
Whatever. So what's,
huh? What's that? It's, well, that's what it looks like right now. You write lo sochilum. Means don't lo sachilum.
Does it only apply to shratzim?
No. That's what I'm saying. It's a general thing.
Even
okay.
Things
there are banam? Well, that's what I'm talking about. Hold on. Okay. The Rashi there in Yavama is kufi da'al al to lo sochum. Okay, what do you need them again? Lo sochum. It's already a few times in the Torah not to eat these things. All those psukim, the end of Shmini, have different, the verb of not eating is a few times. So the Gemara has this one free. The darshan lo sochum means lo sachila. Okay, good. Now, a little earlier on that page in the Gemara, okay, because the Gemara is talking about what exactly is this requirement? Do you have to stop him or just can't encourage him to do it? So earlier on the bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel on the bays, going over to Kuf Yud Gimel, there's more tells the following, 23. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bizna, Irchus Ulei Maftachei Lebei Medrash, which is a Rav Mishabata. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bizna once lost or misplaced the keys to the Beis Medrash inside a park where there's some Rishul Rav on Shabbos. Okay? So also the kind of Pidas. And he went to Pidas, what should you do? So Amalei, Zil Devar Tale Batalia Latalos. Devar means like lead. Yad Bersa, we said in the Lamatzek, before the Kish over Yad Bersa. Yad Bersa, I forgot. But we said 7 times, 14 times. Let's see, Yad Beres. Maybe I'm mixed up with. But anyways, so Devar lead, okay. Rashi said Hanhei Tinoko Zichron the cave is kids. Take little boys and girls, let them play over there, okay. The Mishkachaleu, they'll find the keys in the playground, and one will pick it up and bring it over you in the shul. You know, go tell the kids. Don't tell the kids to go play in traffic. Go play in the park, in the playground. Okay, now. Alma Kosavar, right, as Rashi says, Yizaku Shom, let them go play there. Okay, and one of the kids, Mr. Tom, will find it, and they're playing over there, and they'll know to bring it back to the adult. Okay, so our asks, the second line of 323, Alma Kosavar, Koton Ochel Nevelis. Here it says Nevelis, it's not limited to Shkotim. The cotton is eating the veil, it's right for non kosher meat. Ein bezdin mitzuvin lafrishon. You don't, the bezdin, the rabbis don't have to stop them. You don't have to stop them. Ein bezdin mitzuvin lafrishon. Okay? Now, all right. So, because they're telling him that that they're saying he could go and have the kids play there. And you don't have to tell them, watch out, if you find the keys, don't pick them up because you can't carry on Shabbos. Okay, so you don't have to, either rabbi told them, let the kids play there, they'll bring you the keys. Probably don't have to stop them from bothering the shop. They're carrying, not an error. That's the issue. Yeah.
In general, I'm just curious about how these are applied. First, shlichos is, for a mitzvah like ours, there's standards where you kind of still have the same, you know, that's like the kiddushin through
shlichos. Yeah.
So, when we have time for the lowest, I say I can't, you just say, whether I'm blessed or not. I can't ask someone else to do
a veira
for me, and
wouldn't I
need
a
chayav
here? So that's talking about ein shlichus d'var veira. Okay, that's assuming kedusha, second paragraph, ein shlichus d'var veira. But here again, we're talking about a kid who's not a bar. You know, there's no obligations. You know, that's the thing. So
I just, but even so, they're doing it
there
through my
rutzak,
that.
So that's what I'm defined, but that's even out lo sachilo. Even out lo sachilo, they're not doing it. The sleepers are doing it for me. He's doing it for himself. He's eating the cheeseburger. I'm giving him a sandwich, but he's doing it for himself. Okay. So anyway, but then Igmar says, Lena Misayele, Lo Yoma Adam Latino, Kaveli Mafteh, Kaveli Chosam. You shouldn't tell a kid on Shabbos, okay, bring me the keys. That was the case, they let the kids play there. But in general, you know, if you forgot something, you can't tell a kid to go home and get it and carry him to Sarab, either Kir, Machosam, Sinalasil. Ella, Manicho tolish, manicho zorik. Okay, you can let him. Kid can pick a flower or throw something. Okay, sounds like you know that you can let him do it. In other words, that's the proof. You're not mechuyev to stop him. You do it. The kid decides he wants to give his mother some flowers. She goes to the garden. He plucks up. You don't have to tell him stop. You're not allowed to do that Shabbos. Okay, or the kids say, "Oh, you're a mukzah boy, man." Right? You don't have to tell them that. That's what the kids can say to each other. But the adult doesn't have to say. The adult doesn't have to say that at the top or Zorik or throwing something, whatever. That's if the cotton does it on his own. But Abaye said, "No, it's not true. It's not true." Okay, tolish beotzit shein onoku. Okay, tolit. If you tolish, totally take from a plant that's not considered attached to the ground. Otzit shein onoku means a non. Perforated pot, which is like a hanging plant you have. It's not drawing its nourishment from the ground. If you put dirt in there, artificial stuff in there. So there, you can let him take it out because that's the best of our bottom. No, we're not allowed to do it. Adults shouldn't do it either. They have a plant in the house that's not connected to the dirt in the ground. Okay, so to be tolish from there, that's our bottom. That says Abai can let the kid do. Or it says Zorik the caramel is our bottom. Throw a ball or whatever in a place where it's only us and the Rabbanan. The Carmelist is not a Rishu Yochan, not a Rabbin. That's a middle ground, so to speak. So that's a Rabbanan. So Abaye says it's only the Rabbanan. Meaning, if what the kid was doing is Doraisa, Abaye apparently holds the arm at Suvla Frisho. Okay, you have to stop him. That's what Abaye seems to hold. Okay, and the Raya, which the Gemara in Yibamas goes on to bring. I didn't quote the rest of the Yibamas, I quoted from Shabbos, well, in Shabbos, is the mission in Shabbos. Again, Abaye holds differently. Abaye holds that, not like that, you can't tell the kids to go play. If you're dealing with a Doraisa, there's only a Carmelist, then you can do the thing with the keys, okay. Again, an adult can't bother a job on it. This is what Abaye says.
The rabbit clearly says
Yeah, well, that's right. So that's what Abaye says. No, it's only allowed in a karma. So you wouldn't agree with that if it's a raisa. But if
the karma is like Rosh Hashayachid, which one is it like?
Neither. The karma is not Rosh Hashayachid. The karma is also the karma of Rabbanan karma. Okay.
And so, but
and that's where you're like.
Transfer from Rosh Hashayachid to a karma is Rosh Hashayachid.
I mean, the Orisa, you'd be allowed to. Uh-huh. Okay, because the Kamalas, most of them, where the Kamalas, you can build an Arab in a Kamalas. You can't build an Arab in a real Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's a question of a city in New York City and whatever, but how we define Rosh Hashanah, not for us now. Okay, so I imagine the fourth year they have the stuff on the Arab. Anyway. So, this being the case, so according to Abaye, anyway, you can let the kid, you don't have to stop the kid if he's violating the Rabbana. If he's violating the Raisa, you would have to. And the Raya that they bring, again, it's in the Sugi Nivamas, but I quoted here from Shabbos, a Mishnah in Shabbos 25, which I alluded to before.
The Rav Pedas and Abaya.
He disagrees? Okay.
Or is Abaya saying that case was a karma?
Maybe. Unclear. Okay, so but the Raya is from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Shabbos, Kukhav, Alam, Alam 25. The Mishnah says, Nochri Shabal Lichbos. Again, the case with the fire. A goy wants to put out a fire. So ain't Omer lo kabei v'al tichbei. You can't tell him to put it out. You don't have to tell him not to. Dinam real nochri. It's not our topic now. But okay, you know, you can't tell him. You don't tell him anything. Nesha ain't shvisa salein. You have no obligation vis-a-vis him to make sure that he rests on Shabbos. Aval cotton, we saw this quoted before. Aval cotton, shibola chabos, ain't shonen lo, bipnei shishvisoso alayim. But a cotton is putting out a fire, ain't shonen lo, means we don't listen to him. We don't let him do it. He's not allowed to do it. We don't listen to him. You can't let him do it. Bipnei shishvisoso alayim. That's a mission. Shabbos, kufa v'alav. And I'll put you tomorrow there, quotes. Okay? Why can't you tell Rashi, again, it's not our topic, but read the Rashi 26. Why can't you tell the goy to put it out if you want. And look, hey, the rabbanon goes to Alamir Nochem Mishum Shmos. Fine, we know that this rabbanon to tell a goy, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do anything on Shabbos that you can't do yourself. Fine, okay. On the other hand, below Sichbe, you don't have to tell him not to put it out. Ain't Zarach Limchos Be'Adam Eliyane Chanav Yechbe. He wants to put it out, so let him put it out. You don't have to get involved. Why? She'ain Shvisoso Shonachri Aleyan. You have no obligation vis-a-vis his rest, right? The Yisrael, Enam Yisrael Shvisoso Shonachri. She'ain no Abdo, unless it's your Evid. We're not told that's your Evid. All right. So the Gemara on that Mishnah, Shabbos, Kuf Chaf Alam Badalam, and again, it's quoted there in the Bumas too. Gemara says 27. Our cotton Shabbat was in Shomlot, Nation Shvisoso Aleyan. Fine. Shamas Minah, so we should be able to learn from here, and that's exactly what Abaye said over there in Yibamas. Cotton Ochan Avelis. So it's not only done by Shabbos. If cotton Ochan Avelis, if a kid is eating non kosher, Bezin Mitzuvan Allah, La Frisho. Sounds like the Bezin has to stop him. Okay, now we have to reject that Lalacha. We pass the other way, but that's the Raya, right? You see, from just like you have to stay, you have to stop the kid from putting out the fire on Shabbos. So too, cotton ochel avelus. You have to stop him from eating it, okay, if you can. But then, Amar Yochanan, this Mishnah in Shabbos is not a, that seemed to be a riot. That's a rabbi brought this Mishnah as a riot, this position that Gemara in Yevamos. But the response, if it does really, the other response would answer like this, Amar Yochanan, no, the case in Shabbos, in the Mishnah with the fire, is b'katan she'ose l'das aviv. Okay, the kid is doing it because the father may not have told him to do it directly, okay, but he knows that this is what his father would want him to do. He's doing it not, and that's what you said before, he's doing it not for himself, he's doing it because he thinks it'll please his father, his mother, whatever. Okay, that's the idea. Okay, the kavosik abinochi, the kavila died to Israel, mishori, okay. And even by a goy, you're not allowed to, if a goy does something for the Jew, then you're not allowed to benefit from Shabbos. The goy does it himself, that's different, right? Nochle daite denafshe, but a goy always does, you are asked, so why don't we say the same thing with a goy? No, a goy is an adult, he's doing it for himself. Well, a kid, we don't say that, right? You are asked, why don't we say the same thing by a nochle, you know, if he does it for a Jew, no, nochle's doing it for himself, fine. But bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan says the case here in Shabbos is b'katan osel adas aviv. Okay. By the way, if you just look back in that sugya in Yevamos, I didn't quote that part, but Rabbi Yochanan agreed with Rabbi Dos. Okay, the Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmud, Rabbi Dos was a Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan. We'll see in Rashi in a second. But the point is, when you do it, the Das,
was it Talmud?
I think Rabbi Dos was a Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, but if you look back and you look in what I'm pointing out is, according to Rabbi Yochanan's Teretz, it's different when the Kotel is doing it, Ladas of it. Okay, because it's Ke'ilu, he told him to do it. Right? And that's like Ma'achal B'Yadayim. Okay? And now the truth of the matter is, all right, then it's not only, you know, the father, but it's anyone who bez, right? You can't do it. On the other hand, some say it's only the father because there is a din of, of chinuch. We'll come back to that. You look at the Rashi's quickly. Rashi says, Shamas minyal kot nochel nos bezim tzimulam frisho. First, the Gemara says, from this Mishnah, is a kasha, Rashi says, right, that apparently, since you have to tell the kid you're not allowed to extinguish a fire on Shabbos, so that must mean, katan ochel nevelas, business is stopping him, same thing with ochel nevelas. So, a tikshel of yochel, the Rabbi Bamas, Rabbi Ochana, the yuchsim of techel, the Yisamech, the Rabbi, you know, tells the whole story, that's a kasha against the yochel, let him do it, let the kids do it, what do you mean? You better tell them, don't pick up those keys if you find them, right? So, it's a question. So the answer, Rabbi Yochanan answer, no, Adas Abu. Bekata, look at the Rashi, Sheyodea lahavchin, Shakibu zeh noach lo avivo seh bishvilo. The kid is doing it for his father, right? He knows his father gave him a look, you know, or you know, he knows that there's a father wants, right? That's like Safina Biadai. That's like he told him to do it. But a goy, even if he knows that Rashi is, I feel you there, Shinoch, it's not next Rashi, Nochi. Even the goy knows that you will be happy. But Sof Koso, Hulanos, he wants to get, wants to make the Jew happy, so maybe we'll pay him, maybe we'll, you know, do a favor next to him, a favor another time, right? So that's it by a guy. All right, now, as a side point, the Tosis there in Shabbos, Kuf Chafal Balaf, Devasa Shmamino, okay, raised a question. He says, A cardinal of his business, you know, oh, shoot, Tarak Lomar, the Muka Masin, we would have done Malach Hashem Tzvich Lagufa Chayav, right? He's putting out the fire, but that's a Malach Hashem Tzvich Lagufa, no? Right, so it must be going according to Mandama Machs and Gufal Chayev. Or he says, or it's like Shimon, you need the cold. All right, that's just a side point to, you know, refresh our memory from the past. Anyway, that's that. Now, how do we pass on this issue? So look in the Ramban, there's some problems here. In a few more minutes, we'll get up to one. Okay. So the Ramban says, Hilchus Shabbos per Yud Beis Halacha Zayin. Nochri Shabbos Chavos. Don't tell him either put it out or don't put it out. We're not responsible for the shvisa. Fine. You don't let the cotton do it. But the conclusion of the moral, like Rabbi Yochanan, if you sense that he's doing it for his father's sake, he's doing it mamish for himself. Okay? Bezin does not have to stop him, he's doing it on his own. Okay? Now, that's the Rambam Perek Yud Beis. Now look at 31. Perek Chav Dalet, Halach Yud Aleph. Kotam she'osa b'shabbos, dover shu'um mishum shvus. For Kotam does something that's all drabbanon. Can go like we had in the Gemara in Yavamah. She'tolash melatitz na'ev sh'anokov, o'tiltel b'karmelis. Then ain bezin mitzvah la'frisho. Okay, so it's a little bit, you know, the Rambam in Perkut Beis seems to say that if the kid is doing it for himself, it doesn't matter whether he's doing it the right side or the bottom. Rambam made no chilek in Perkut Beis al Chazayim. Right? Avalidas atzmo ein bezin mitzvah olam lafrisho, implying whether it's at the right side or the bottom. You don't have to stop. Yet here in Perkut Chavdala, huh?
It's not necessarily steer, though.
There he's explaining it.
No, it's then.
He was only doing that. Okay, no, he's saying, because lower, you know, in a right, it doesn't specify. Yeah.
So by the door, he said he can't, by the door, so they only stop him if it's the das
of it. Right.
And the darabon will never stop.
Okay, so let's see. I'm good. Right. So that let's go. That's good. Oh, so let's see. So the Magid Mishnah does that. Magid Mishnah is bothered. Magid Mishnah, Parchav Dal Lachirav. 32 says, Cotton shows me Shabbos of Shabbos. Me divre rabbinic or cosmogon I near Shim Hayas a cotton malacha gemura. Then yes, mitzvah bezel la frisho. But he says, Vain Kinam is not true. It's not true. Okay? It's not true. And I feel also malachas gemuros all about shalav and shemitara ain mitzvah on free show. Okay, even if he does a full malacha or we pass in according to my commission, cotton ochal levelos ain bezin mitzvah. You don't have to stop him. You can't give him a dayim. But if he's doing it his own, you don't have to stop him. And the Bagan Mishnah says that's the din. The din is Ein Bezin Mitzuvin on free show. Okay? We don't have to stop him. Not by Shabbos, not by Macholos HaSuvos, not by anything else if he's doing it on his own. All right? That's the din. Bezumas Maskonas Gemara Lofi and Rebamas, right? He quotes that Gemara. And he says, the Rambam says, Sof Hilchos Macholos, then Malos Tetsu Macholos HaSuvos. It also says in Hilchos Macholos HaSuvos, like that, we'll see. And he refers back to Parag Yud Beis Mehalachas Elu here in Hilchos Shabbos. B'din Katan Shabbos Lichvos Midas Atzma She'ein Bez Mitzvah Mafrisha V'Chein Ames Im Kain Sarach Iyan Lama Pirat Kan Dover Shmishum Shmus. I don't know why the Rambam said it only applies to Dover Shmishum Shmus. Lama Tzosi Tam Nochem Vazem Adover Tzarech Li Talmud. The Magen Mishnah leaves it at Sarach Iyan. Why the Rambam Parag Chavdal Alachid Alav leaves? He says it's only if it's a shus ain't bez mitzvah on free shus. What I mean, even if it's a malacha gemur, even if it's any other issa deraisa, he doesn't. He says lo matzosi tam nacham. I said, good answer. Hadavar tzarich li tamul. He says tzarichian. Okay, the case of Mishnah.
It doesn't seem like it's the same. He's saying not even
tzarichian. Yeah, okay.
Contradictions.
All right, I don't have a good answer. He admits I don't have a good answer. The Kesef Mishnah is there in Parak Chavdal Hiyal. Kosa Rabbi Magid, he quotes the Magid Mishnah. And the
Magid Mishnah was after the Kesef Mishnah.
No. Magid Mishnah was earlier.
Magid Mishnah was when?
Earlier. At least a century earlier.
Okay. 1400s?
They give it earlier, huh?
Kesef
Mishnah
was.
Yosukah.
Kesef Mishnah was
Yosukah. Yosukah. 1500. No, Magid Mishnah was the Lech Mishnah. Magid Mishnah. Okay.
But Magid
Kesef
Lechem.
Yeah.
Magid Mishnah was in
not that much, not long after. He's earlier. Okay, anyway, the Kesef Mishnah quotes him clearly. Okay, the cause of Rabbi Magid. Okay, that's what he said. Now, so, So that's the challenge over here. So, just a couple more minutes.
Does the Kesef Mishnah answer
the question? Oh, so he tried to do the following. He suggests the following. Just a moment. Yeah. He says, "Ef Shalomah." Maybe when the Rambam here in Parak Chavdalah Lechiyalah says Mishum Shvus, okay, he mentions brings up Shvus. That's the whole problem. Cotton Shalosu B'Shavas Dovrish Mishum Shvus, okay. Lo Nokat Mishum Shvus Mishum Reisha De Ein Bezdim Mitzvah Lafrisho. Mishum Sefer Deksani Diminichu Ove Ein Menat Machav Yado. I left out, and I'll go back and look at the end of 31. Rambam adds something else. If the father let him alone, you don't have to criticize the father. The father let him do it. You don't have to. We're going to see the difference between the father and a bezit, because the father is a chiyuv chinuch. But he said that's about something with shvus. But when the Rambam says dovish mishum shvus, says the Kesef Mishnah, it's a little to kvetch, but he says it's not going on the whole din. It's going. It's referring. The Rambam brought that up. Really, he already covered in Parak Yud Beis, Allah Chazan already said, it doesn't matter, but there's always Ein Bez Mitzvah L'Afrisho. Why did he mention Shavuos over here? Because the last halacha that he mentioned, that's by a Dovah Shem Mishum Shavuos. Okay? That's by a Dovah Shem Shavuos. Okay? Look at the last words. The last words of 31. V'chein im enicho aviv ein menachem b'yado, that, okay, the hainu davka b'suri davar, that's that the rule that you don't have to object to the father if he lets the kid do whatever he wants, that's true if the kid's doing the rabbanim. But if it's a deraisa, then you have to tell the father what he's doing. You have to stop him. You follow? But that's why the Rambam brought up shuls. He has two rules in Perkei Beis Halacha Zayin. One rule is katan shos adavar, ein bez mitzvah l'afrisho. The second rule is yimenicho aviv ein menachem b'yado. Rule number two is applicable only by the Rabbanon. But that's why the Rambam brought up Davar Shem Mishum Shavuos. But rule number one, that Ein Bez Mitzvah L'Afrisho, that Ein Achanami applies whether he's doing a Derais or the Rabbanon, like he said back in Perek Yud Beis. That's how the Kesef Mishnah says.
So the father lets the child do Shavuos.
That's when Ein Memachim B'Yadah. But if you had, that's why the Rambam brought up
Shavuos. That's in 12.7? That's what he's...
No. 12-7 is a general din that Ein Bezdin did nothing to do with the father. Ein Bezdin Metzuah Nafrisho. And in 31, in Perek Chav Dalet Chet Aleph, that remains the din. Ein Bezdin Metzuah Nafrisho, whether the Raya said one, Ein Bezdin. But in Aleph Chet Aleph, in Perek Chav Dalet 31, he had a second din. That Ein Memach Miyado. Aviv, Iminicho Aviv, Ein Memach Miyado. That din is only by Shavuos. That kula, quote unquote, that idea, you don't have to
talk about it.
That's why he brought up Shavuos for the sake of that din. For the sake of the first din, we rely on what he said back in Perkei Reis. Okay, Allah Zion. It applies no matter what. Ain't Bezdin for the official. That's
so really, Bezdin is Mitzav and Shavuos. But the Bezdin would?
No. Again, yeah. Bezdin, Ain't Mitzav and official. By Bezdin, it doesn't matter. Whether it's a Shavuos, whether it's a real din. Bezdin ain't, like he said in Perek Kodesh Halach Hazayin, ain't Bezdin Mitzvah Nafrisho. Not for a Shavuos, not for a real Dara. So Bezdin doesn't have to get involved. You can't actually inspire him to do it, encourage him to do it, but if he did it, you know, stay, mind your own business. Bezdin doesn't get involved. That's true. Bein is the Raisa, Bein B'Shavuos. Right, so why did you only mention here in Perek Chavdalad, Dover Shum Shum Shavuos? Because that's in regard to the second din. Because you want to lump two dinim together, that second din, even icho oviv ein memachim biyado, that's only true the ein memachim biyado by a shus. But if it were real din, then yes memachim biyado. That's why the Rambam brought a shus. That's what the Kesef Mishnah suggests. So, but really ein bezin even by the raisa. That's what he says. Bezin
doesn't need to stop at all.
What?
Right?
Bezin doesn't stop at all. As far as letting the father. If the kid's only doing the Rabbanon, so leave the father alone. It's enough trouble this kid has. But if he's doing a Doraisa, then, because of Chinuch, and then you got to tell the father, what are you doing? Okay?
But previously, Rambam said that if the child is doing a Doraisa on his own,
we bez him. Yeah, ain't bez him. That's what he's saying about the father. He's saying about the father. Ain't bez him. Let's not do for today. We'll finish. The Minchas Chinuch, okay, you know, as he sometimes does, an interesting point. Okay, the Minchas Chinuch in Parsha Yisrael, Mitzvah Lamed Beis. Okay, he notes that Chinuch we quoted earlier that Mitzvah Brach, the Mitzvah Brach cotton, and he kind of brings up Lo Sachilum, all right, and he makes a distinction between you know, different types of mitzvahs. Basically, he says that there might be an Enochanami, okay, there may be no mitzvah of Shvisas cotton. That's what you said earlier. There may be no mitzvah shvisas cotton by in terms of Shabbos. Okay, I'm sorry. There may be no mitzvah shvisas cotton in terms of los achilum, but there is also a mitzvah chinuch, and that's a different category. In other words, he wants to say that the Rambam will agree that there's a mitzvah shvisas cotton. By Shabbos. He wants to read the Rambam differently, basically. Okay, I mean, Chassidim wants to say that when the Rambam he agrees, he's not only talking about Shavuos, he's talking about in general. Okay, there's an issur of Shvisas cotton aside from the mitzvah of chinuch. Right, besides the mitzvah of chinuch, he says, I feel he quotes that the Vagamish, he quotes the Kesem Mishnah, and he says, Bechan muzav alav obasei b'shari surak mishum mitzvah chinuch. He distinguishes, and he says the Ramban and others say that besides the general mitzvah chinuch, okay, which applies to all Isurim, and Shabbos is something else of Shvisas cotton. But that's a question of how the Rambam learns it. Okay, the Rambam does not seem to have a lot of Shvisas cotton. He has a mitzvah general chinuch, all right, and the Rambam will learn, as we'll see, against the Mechilta. Remember Rashi Chumash, we'll finish number 35. Mechilta said, right, the Rashi quoted Chumash, Ato Vifu Itecha Eila Haktanim, right, the totally young kids. And they say, O Eilu Gedolim, Amrit Alok Ramos Armin, Talo Ato Vifu Eila Haktanim. That's what the Rashi Chumash quoted. But the Rambam could learn, that's the suggestion, that that Vincha Vitecha means your adult children. Okay, what do you mean they're chayiv anyway? Ein achanami. But in addition to their chiyuv, if they're in your home, there's a chiyuv on you. The shvisas, it doesn't necessarily mean ketanim. Okay, that's how most learn. Most learn not like the chinuch says. The minchas chinuch says. Most learn the Rambam is like we explained before. There is no mitzvah shvisas cotton. There's a general mitzvah chinuch, no doubt. Okay, I the pasuk How can the Rambam deny the pasuk lo sense the chalach l'inherit from the talmud? He's talking mean the general category. You know, it's saying you and your household, your family. Okay, it's not talking about the minor. Of course, it's not talking about the minors, right? But it's your household, the people, your family. That's who this is. So it's just kind of a general type. It's your household. Anybody in your house, right? Animals. It's a thing of your household. But it's really your obligation. There's no mitzvah on a cotton. The Mechaschinach wants to attain the possibility that maybe there is a mitzvah by Shvisa's cotton according to Rabbah. But most don't work like that. Okay? So we'll stop over here. We'll have to finish. Try and finish on Monday, Mitzvah Shem. Right? The Bironach Mir Sunday, right? So I know you're not going to be Monday either. But we'll stop over here. And Monday, try and finish all the this issue of Shvisa's cotton.
Okay.
Yeah, is that all right?